is active in here. You could join the people who are following it or not. You miss your chance, and that doesn't matter that much.
The prophet said, "Give heed, my friends. Do not cover your bodies from the cold of spring. For it does to your spirits the same thing that spring does to the trees. But flee from the cold of autumn, for it does what autumn did to the garden and the vine." The traditionists have referred this saying, this to the outward, and have been content with the same form.
Where is the word for tradition over there? You Persian lady. Where is the tradition coming from? Narrators. Ravi. Ravi, first of all, is the one who is narrating something. What we are talking about? The religious people. In religious people, there are some special group. The group that will go around and will say, Muhammad said this. Because Muhammad never sat down and said, listen, I'm saying this. After he said, lots of people are going around and saying, Muhammad said this, Muhammad said that. And we call them Ravi. These are the people who become some source of all the misinterpretation of the philosophy of that religion, quoting a lot of these hadith. We call them Ravi. Here you will say, these Ravis, they got the surface of it, means the zahir, the visible part only. Yes?
That class were ignorant of the spirit. They saw the mountain, they did not see the mind in the mountain. In the sight of God, that autumn is the flesh and desires. The reason and the spirit are the essence of spring and our everlasting life.
And here reason is aql again. This is the interesting one. See, over there he referred to it, the reason. Right? Over there was aql juzvi, means the partial one. He said, okay, we believe in this and that. Here he will mix them and starts to play with them because we believe there are two kind of logic. There is one which is partial, is in here. There is a general logic which is not in the human brain. We refer to that later. That is what and what and what is one part of that unseen universe. Yes?
Thou hast the partial reason hidden. In this world, seek one whose reason is perfect.
Okay, let me translate it in a way you give. So you have if you are intelligent enough by this partial intelligence in your brain, if you're clever enough, go and find some perfect fellow. Original word is, if you have a little of aql, find the kamilul aql. Remember, al-insan al-kamil, perfect one. See? Find someone with a perfect logic in this universe, because they are here. Yes?
Through his whole, thy part is made whole. Universal reason is like a shackle on the neck of the flesh.
Here we have another kind of reason. For the first time, we will see, or they said Aql Juzvi, means partial one. He would say, Aql Kull. Aql Kull means the ultimate logic and intelligence. We say, that one is present in these fellows. If it goes in you, somehow it will control the erosion of this and the wrongdoing of that little brain. But if it is a little bit confusing, maybe it's a little bit comforting that inversion is the same. the word. It's not the English here. He will talk about, he's playing with the words in a very delicate way. First of all, he's calling that autumn nafs. You know that nafs is a term that we use in different ways. Nafs bahava. And the other one, amazingly, which is the reason and the spirit, are what? Are the essence of the spirit. It's not. In original language is ain, and ain has two meanings. One means like each other. It is exactly like that. Another simple one is ain, means the eye.
Yes.
The eye, the visible part. He's talking about the invisible part. But he would say that one, when it is perfect, it's quite visible. It's even visible with the eyes. So he plays with the word like that, because saying that you are the teeny one, you are Joseph, you are part of something. That fellow is complete. The completeness of that fellow will sink in you and will lead you to be completed. Something like that. Yes?
Therefore, according to the interpretation, it is this, that the holy breaths are like spring and the life of leaf and vine. The sayings of the saints, whether soft or rough, do not thou cover thy body, for they are the support of thy religion. Whether he speak hot or cold, receive with joy.
See, what was this story all about? Said I was talking about this different wind, this dam, this breath. This one looks different, will work differently, and it's something like that. For us, the magic of connection is that you connect to someone with a better logic, and that will influence you. Right? The simple thing to understand here is that you are attempting to find somebody who has a very good logic. Right? You should be receptive here. You should be ready to accept the influence. What will bother you? The form of translation. When they talk, there are sometimes that they talk nice, you like it. Sometimes they talk harsh and you dislike it. This is hanging on the form. The essence is they are trying to influence your heart. The form of conversation is irrelevant. But for you is relevant because you have the preferences, and your preferences are logical. So you expect the teaching stuff to be pleasing to you. You should learn to be pleased, to be educated, not what they give to you. The essence counts, not the form. Yes?
Thereby thou wilt escape from the hot and cold and from hellfire. His hot and cold is life's new season of spring, the source of sincerity and faith and service. Inasmuch as the garden of the spirits is living through him, and the sea of heart is filled with these pearls, thousands of griefs lie on a wise man's heart. If from the garden of his heart a toothpick fail. How Siddiq...
What? Did it make sense? It didn't. Because he was talking that, okay, let me interpret all this hadith stuff. Let me set the priorities here. Means that when you're learning from someone, do not look at the form, look at the essence. Because no other how they talk.